if someone loves you because you're theirs, in some way you're their property. But if they love you for who you are a very fortunate being. This is all you need to earn in your life. Make yourself in such a way that people can't help loving you. Like everything else in the universe, I'm saying. Look at the sunset, look at the trees, look at the flowers. A whole lot of them. There are too many examples for you. And look at yourself when you were a child, look at yourself when you were really joyful and wonderful. So, there are so many examples, including yourself at certain moments. Make yourself in such a way that every life around you inevitably loves you. This is important, not to please them. This is important that you exude pleasantness, you exude your wonderfulness, you exude greatness in everything that you do and do not do. In your speech and in your quietness, in your actions and inactions, if you exude a pleasant sense of life around you, a pleasant sense of life energies around you, well, every life around you, I'm telling you not just human beings, every life around you, even of plant and animal life, will respond to you. This you must earn. Don't think this is some great thing you cannot do. As I said, as a child you did it without knowing a thing. Many other examples. Well, every creature in some way is doing it. So it's not difficult for you, just a question of your willingness. Are you willing? Or are you always taking a stance of your own? Are you willing to be a willing participant in life? Or are you always trying to exert yourself upon everything around you? This is all it is about. People need not belong to you for you to love them. Similarly, you don't have to belong to somebody to be loved. Well, I want you to know you did not make this life. This life, this greatest phenomena in this universe has come to you free. So don't crib and complain. Make yourself wonderful enough that nobody can help loving you.